that's good enough to know that it has a chance to win, because that makes everybody work that much harder and makes everybody that much more enthusiastic and makes everybody that much more anxious to go to work. Do you think that you have that kind of team now, and do you see that enthusiasm with fellas even when you do something as relatively mundane as OTAs?
I've always, even since I was a little kid and we had really no chance to win, I always felt like we had a chance to win. So, I mean, I don't know. I think we had a good team since I got here. I think we've always had a chance to win. You know, I come in with the same attitude on every game day, just, you know, trying to get it done. So, I mean, you know, I've always felt like we had a chance to win. But now, you know, we definitely know that we got a good team. And, you know, I mean, you can tell by last year that it takes more than just having a great team. It's a lot more stuff involved.
When you said you're a little kid, so when you were 8 years old or 10 years old or 12 years old, your team stunk?
I mean, I think everybody's been on a terrible team, but, you know, I've been on a lot of terrible teams. You know, my second year at Texas A&M, we weren't too good. We came back the next year after that, and, you know, we had one of the better years in Texas A&M history in a long time. So, I mean, it's that football is just like that. It's all about perception. You know, I don't think you have a chance if you come out there feeling like, oh, we don't have a chance. We don't have a chance to win today.
Okay, so then where I'm going to take you next is that disappointing loss to Baltimore then obviously wasn't the first really disappointing loss of your career. You were 8 and got beat by something.
I mean, but those losses when you were 8, it's always something else. Dang, we lost, but got the video game at home, you know. Or got some candy after, you know, the game or something like that. But, you know, that loss as a professional, you know, it was devastating. That was my first loss like that, you know, as a professional. And, you know, it's tough, you know. But when you see guys like, you know, Peyton and Champ, and, you know, all these guys just, you know, shrug it off. You know, we're going to rebuild and come back next year. You know, a young guy like me, it's easy for me to come back and work hard and get it done.
Del Rio was saying that there's room for improvement.
Oh yeah, I said that a long time ago. I mean, I think that was you guys, you know, saying all that stuff. I've always known that I've always had a lot of room, you know, to develop into a linebacker that I know I can be, that, you know, that my organization brought me in to be, that my teammates know I can be and the fans know I can be. I just take it one day at a time. You know, that's what I enjoy about the game. You know, you come out there every day. You know, it's the emotional roller coaster that goes with the season. You can get blown out 1 week. Not like I'm hoping for that, but you get blown out 1 week and you still got another chance, you know, next week to come back and play. But, you know, for me, I think I hold myself to, you know, I'm my biggest critic. I hold myself to a super high standard, and I feel like I can do, you know, whatever is asked of me on the field. And when I feel like that on the field, when I feel like it's so much stuff that I can do on the field, it's always, you know, room for improvement, whether it be coverage or rushing the pass or tackling or just backpedaling or just getting the play. It's always room for improvement. You know, I mean, even Champ, even Peyton, even those guys come out there and they work hard every day. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And I'm trying to, you know, take those steps to be a great linebacker every single day.
You said after your rookie year, the big thing was cutting back on mental errors. Mm-hmm. And then he mentioned errors again. Is that still – work in progress there?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you can never do it exactly right. You know, you can get close to it, you can get close to perfection, but, you know, with the talent level in this league, you know, it's tough. You know, you just got to work for perfection every day, and if you can get close to it, you know, you might as well. I mean, that's pretty good, and I feel like I got a long way to go. I mean, I've always felt like that. You know, I'm still early in my career. You know, I had some success. You know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and get it done.
What can you tell us about Nate Irving and how you see the middle linebacker battle?
I've been focusing, you know, on, you know, getting my stuff right, getting back, you know, in the, you know, carrying a seam and, you know, rushing the passer and not showing them blitz and not being on sides, you know, all that stuff. You know, I'm still trying to create I'm still trying to be a leader myself. So, you know, being observant of everybody else. I mean, the battle is wide open for every position, and I mean, including mine. And, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time, trying to get the best team, you know, that we could possibly have going into training camp or the first game.
What's your impression of Sean Phillips?
I like him a lot. I mean, I knew Sean, you know, personally. We got the same agent. You know, we both were athletes first. I've been knowing Sean since before I had even came to Denver Broncos. So I've known him for a person. I think if you know a guy, you know, personally without the football stuff being involved, you get to know like who a guy really is. And then y'all on the same team, you know, it's kind of like, you know, football is second. You know, we're friends first, and you know, go out there, we can talk about stuff. You know, he played a lot of years, had a lot of success in this league, and you know, I still talk to him about stuff. You know, how do you play position? You know, how are you gonna rush right here? What are you showing right here? I mean, we just talk football. It's you know, I'm happy to have him on my team. You know, we needed that veteran, you know, experience in our linebacker room. So it's great to have him.
So what's gonna happen first? Texas A&M winning the national championship or the Broncos winning the Super Bowl?
I think the national championship was before the Super Bowl, but. You know, I think you know, we still got a long way to go. You know, I think I put it out there what was expected of our team, you know, a long time ago. And right now I'm just trying to, you know, work to make sure it happened. All we can do is work every single day. All I can do is work every single day, and I know the guys around me are doing the same thing. So, you know, I know if we go out there, we execute and we do what we're supposed to do every single day, you know, we could almost, you know, In this league, like I said before, it takes more than just having a good team, and that's all we're trying to do right now is just create a good team and get that chemistry going.
What does it take more? I mean, what's the above and beyond? Obviously, you need talent, mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it takes a great team. You know, I think it's a little bit of luck involved too. You know, every year you always see it's always something involved. You know, out the ordinary that happens, especially in those playoff games that really gets it going. So. I mean, all we can do is just take it one player at a time and just play football. And I think we did a good job of that last year. And, you know, last year is over and done with. You know, we're working to be the best team that we could possibly be this year. You know, getting these young guys going and just trying to get it going.
So did Baltimore get lucky?
I mean, I think it was a lot of skill involved. I mean, if you look at the score, they put up a lot of points on us. And I think it's a lot of luck involved in, you know, those playoff games. I wouldn't say that they got lucky. They beat us. You know, fair and square, but it's definitely a lot of luck involved, you know, with making it to the Super Bowl.
Anything different in your training routine this offseason? I know last year was kind of surprising to hear that you were doing a lot of yoga, things of that nature.
Yeah, I'm cutting off the yoga. I think it worked well for me, but I think, you know, I'm just trying to be a beast, you know. I'm trying to get away from, you know, the Gumby stuff and you know, I don't want to rely on that. I just want that to be like second nature. I want to play football. I want to be, you know, a traditional linebacker that could do it all. I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to just rely on skill or talent or anything like that. You know, I just want to go out there. I want to play. I want to know what I'm doing. You know, and I just want to rely on my skills that God gave me. You know, second, but I just want to be the best football player, the best, you know, technician I could possibly be, and then rely on that stuff secondhand.
No, I've never
been a bull rush guy. I just want to be more of a technician, you know. And that's a broad term. It's a lot involved with being a technician. It really depends on the play. So, you know, I bull rushed before. You know, I ran around the corner before. I don't want to rely on my talent, whatever that is. I just want to be a better football player this year. I want to work out, you know. Not do the yoga stuff when I get my conditioning up so I can play, you know, offense too. And I just want to get it done.
What position would you play in offense?
Man, whatever I catch, you know, whatever they give me the ball at, I block first. You know, I play a little bit receiver, you know, tight end. You know, I feel like it's the same way in defense. Whatever they want me to do, I do it. I try to get it done.
There's a lot of changes in this division. Specifically, the Chiefs have hired Chris Holt to work on the pistol offense, which they're installing some looks. From a defensive perspective, what kind of troubles do a pistol offense bring to you as a defender?
I mean, I think in the National Football League, it's not really any offense can be successful in the National Football League. It's all about execution and getting it done. There really isn't a secret, you know, scheme or secret play that really gets it done. And, I mean, all these offensive coordinators, you know, they all get paid a lot of money to go out there and produce. And I think any offensive scheme can be successful, you know, as long as you execute it well. And, you know, what the Chiefs are doing over there, they're doing a lot of good stuff. I mean, it's definitely, you know, going to pick the division up. But, I mean, it's the same way you can make offensive scheme, you can make any offensive scheme work and be successful, the same way you can do it on defense. It's all about execution and just getting it done and taking care of your responsibilities.
So if you want to play offense, how envious were you when Mitch Sean Ryan caught the touchdown?
I wasn't envious at all, because Mitch was really a catalyst in getting me my first interception. So I wasn't like, oh, Mitch, that should have been me. I was like, you know, people don't credit Mitch for my interceptions, because I think that was really his first sack on the season, but Josh happened to throw it to me. So, you know, I feel pretty good for Mitch. You know, God is very fair. Everybody can't have it all. You know, I don't want to score touchdowns and do all this other stuff. You know, Mitch is a beast in the inside where he's scoring touchdowns and stuff too. So, you know, every it's fair across the board, and, you know, just taking it one day at a time, hopefully I get done.
Yeah, but you can't throw passes.
No, I can't throw. I can't throw. I can't throw it all.
You just went through that process of following up a big rookie year, going into year two. Now Derek Wolfe, he stepped in as a starter, as a rookie. He's going through that transition. What are you expecting from him?
Derek Roof had an amazing rookie year. You guys don't get the coaching film. You don't get to see, all the stuff that really happens, you know, in the trenches. But, you know, I probably took about 3 or 4 sacks away from Derek Wolfe, and if you add that on to his total, I think it was up there in double digits. So, I mean, you know, he had an amazing rookie season. I think the way he's been working this offseason, I mean, he's already a leader now. You know, he's already, you know, the leader in a defensive line room, and you know, I think everybody knew he was, you know, destined to be that right when we first brought him in. He's just a worker, and I think, you know, his sophomore year, I think he's going to have an amazing year. You can just tell by the way he's working on the field, it's hard to go against it. And, you know, I'm all for him. I know the type of year that he should have had statistically last year. I probably, you know, got lucky on 3 or 4 of those sacks and took 3 or 4 of those sacks away from him. So, you know, I already know what's in store for him this season.
Are you looking to be more of a vocal leader? Del Rio mentioned Champ because of what he's done, and you know what you are. He said Derek Wolfe. Are you looking to be more of a vocal leader?
No, that's not me. That's not me. I just
– like talk?
Yeah, I like to talk to my teammates, you know. I like to talk to Chris, you know, me and Chris talk a lot. But it's not really I'm not really one of those guys, you know, step up, you know, everybody come on. That's not me. That's never been me. I like to get on the field and produce, you know, make plays and, you know, let my actions on the field speak for me. I've always been a team guy. I've never been, you know, one of those guys that step out and try to be, you know, bigger, one of those look at me guys. I've always tried to be a team guy, you know, uplift my teammates, you know, try to get those guys going, and that's just the type of guy I am.
Do you think that